This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980 at the Denton Day on Twitter. Ben Standig in 20 minutes. In 40 minutes, a full college football preview as we are, about 24 hours away from the beginning of the season with week zero out in Ireland. We'll have some plays for you, some wagers as we close the show as well. But right now I got five hot takes for the Commanders season, 2025. The final preseason game is tomorrow at noon, but I got five hot takes. And Max, it's up to you to decide whether these takes are too hot or maybe too cold. Maybe I need to be better with some of my hot takes here, okay?
Let's do it.
So I got five of them. I'm going to start. Number one, on defense, Dietrich Wise is going to have a double-digit sack season this year.
Ooh.
For the first time in his career, he's going to lead the team in sacks.
Yeah, it's hot take.
I've been incredibly impressed with him. I got to interview him, got to talk with him last week. Massive individual. And I thought the move that he made to get to Joe Burrow in the preseason game was very, very impressive. If Dante Fowler could get 10 sacks last year, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that Dietrich Wise, he's never done it, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that Dietrich Wise can get double-digit sacks this year for the first time in his career. So I think Dietrich Wise is going to lead this team in sacks. I don't see anybody else that can, unless you're super high on Dorrance Armstrong. Like him, not super high on him. I think Dietrich Wise is going to be that guy. I think he gets double-digit sacks. You say that's hot.
Yeah, that's hot. If he's, he's never done it before, and he's been in the league since 2017, so he's going into what, year nine now?
Or year nine. Eight? Yeah, eight or nine, something like that. Math is tough.
Math is hard, especially when it's right in front of me. But yeah, he's never had more than 7.5 sacks in a season, so this would be a pretty big bump for him, just percentage-wise. Yeah, hot take. I like it.
To be clear, Dante Fowler had only done it once before in his NFL career. That's when he was playing in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. but he also happened to be, have an Aaron Donald there on the defensive line. So that certainly helps. Came to Washington without Aaron Donald and still was able to go over double digits. So that's hot take number one. Hot take number two. Jane Daniels is going to become the first player in NFL history. In NFL history, to throw for 3,500 yards and rush for 1,000 yards in a season. Mind you, three quarterbacks have rushed for 1,000 yards in a season. Lamar Jackson did it in 2019. That was his MVP year, but he only had 3,127 yards in 2019. Michael Vick was the first player to do it all the way back in 2006. And then hilariously, Justin Fields did it with Chicago in year number two. My jaw hit the floor. I knew he did it. I knew he had done it, but it was like a reminder when you Google how many quarterbacks have run for this amount of yards and like Justin Fields pops up. But Jane Daniels is going to become the first player in NFL history to pass for 3,500 yards and rush for 1,000 yards in a single season.
I don't want to call it hot. I do want to call it warm, though, because I could definitely see it coming to fruition. And Justin Fields being on that list, it's kind of a jump scare.
It's very funny.
But yeah, so we're going a little warm. I'm not sure how warm, though. Trying to give it a scale. I guess we'll call that, if Dietrich Wise was a five-alarm fire, we'll call this a three alarm fire.
So last year, Jayden Daniels threw for 3,568 yards in 17 games, and he ran for 891 yards in 17 games. But you take into consideration that he really didn't play in the Carolina game, but that counts. And he didn't play in the second half of that Dallas game. Now, that second half of the Dallas game, and there's that Dallas game in general, we hide. We hide it.
We like
to stuck
forget.
In the closet. It's buried under a bunch of things because that was the worst half I thought that he played all season. He just did not have it. And then Dan Quinn was like, we're going to the playoffs. Who cares? Marcus, get in there. So that's kind of like hidden in the closet a little bit. But if he plays the entirety of the season, 35 and 1,000, I think is very much in there. And then, by the way, if he goes for 3,500 yards and 1,000 rushing yards, it's the first quarterback to ever do that. There's going to be three letters associated with him. At least in conversations. I don't know that he'll win the award, but it feels like at this point in just the NFL history, you got to do something crazy to win that three-letter award. That would be crazy enough because no one's ever done it throughout the history of the game. So that's hot take number two. Hot take number three. Mikey Sanderson is going to have four picks this year, and he's going to become the first commander to have four interceptions in a season since 2022. Real quick, Max, before you tell me if this is a hot take or not, do you know who the last commander to have four interceptions in a season was? You want to talk about Justin Fields being a jump scare? This was a little bit of a jump scare.
I'm thinking.
It was not, here, I'll give you a hint. It was not a cornerback.
DJ Swearinger.
It was Derek Forrest.
Oh my God.
I saw that and I was like, not what I was expecting. You know, Fuller had come close in his second stint, but Derek Forrest was the last commander. At that point, they were a Washington football team, I think. No, that was 2022. They were Commanders. He was the last commander to have four interceptions in a season. I believe Mikey Sanders still is going to hit that mark. Trey Amos would have been an easy one here because rookie going to get tested a lot. But I do think that they're going to try and test. Teams are going to try and test Mikey Sanders still on the inside. I think there's going to be some approach where they think, all right, we can take advantage of the guy that is in the slot. So we are going to go after him. Marshon Lattimore, over the course of his recent career, has not been a massive interception guy. He had five interceptions in a season early in his career, but as he has become a more, shall we say, dominant or more just a cornerback one across the league, teams just don't throw to him enough. Like, you do have to get thrown to a lot to be able to come down with four interceptions. But Mikey played really well at the end of the year. He's had a really good camp. I mean, you want to talk about being comfortable in the defense, check mark. You want to talk about communicating on defense, check mark. Like, Mikey is checking a lot of boxes. So I think he becomes the first commander since Derek Forrest in 2022 to have four interceptions. Hot or not?
I don't think it's that hot of a take. I mean, he had four through 20 games last year, including the playoffs. So he had two in that game against Detroit and then two throughout the rest of the regular season. And I think he's going to be a lot more comfortable, like you said, in this defense. He's entering year two. I think he's got a little bit better of a handle on how things go in the league and the speed of the game. So I don't think it's that hot. I'm definitely with you on the take, though. I see it happening. When you said four, I think four might feel a little low.
Yeah, four is like a good quality number. I think we're gone of the days where guys are going to have frequently double-digit numbers. Your Deron Bland with Dallas a couple years ago had a crazy amount. I think he might have touched double digits. Trayvon Diggs came really close, but like, gone are the years of like where Champ Bailey would routinely have nine in Denver, or where Sherman would have like 11 or 12. Those are gone, but I think four is a really good number for Mikey to have. Speaking of four, hot take number four for your boy. Denton Day giving his five hot takes on the Kevin Sheehan show here on the Team 980. We've heard a lot of talk this week in particular, but this entire offseason, about regression with Washington. Regression this, regression that. Win total, 9.5 for Washington. They're winning 13 games this year.
Whoa!
They're winning 13 games this year.
That's scorching.
They're going to be at the top of the NFC. They're going to be their first or second seed in the NFC. They're winning 13 games this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You say it's scorching.
Yeah. I mean, I'm one of those people who is expecting a regression, just because when you look at kind of how the season's laid out, the schedule's a lot tougher. The teams you're playing are a lot
tougher.
A lot more difficult. The defenses, the quarterbacks, like all of it. I see the regression coming. Like I think 10 wins is a solid season. 9 wins is not going to get you in the playoffs, but it would be, I don't want to call it a success because you're missing the playoffs, but it would still be like okay, we tried, things got tougher, and we retool for next year. But 13 games.
Man, 13 games. There are 3.5 teams that scare me. Three and a half.
Let me hear them.
So Philadelphia is one, okay. Certainly. Kansas City is another, certainly. Yep. Detroit is one.
The revenge
beat them
tour
last year, but they didn't have Aiden Hutchinson. I think Aiden Hutchinson, for those that are interested, is my defensive player of the year this year. I think he is going to go crazy.
Comeback player of the year too.
Detroit, yeah, comeback player of the year too. And then Denver's like kind of in the middle. I'm like, I don't really know how I feel about Denver that much.
I do fear Denver a little bit. I fear Denver's defense more than I do Bo Nix in the offense, but Bo has been, he was pretty good last year, and he's been putting it together.
He was pretty good last year, but I don't think that he is going to take a step up the way that I think Jaden Daniels is going to take a step up. And
That's fair.
He does achieve my other hot take, these are kind of linked together, if that wasn't clear. If he does achieve the other hot take that I gave for him, 3,500 yards and 1,000 rushing yards, first time in NFL history that a quarterback does that, I find it hard to believe that they punt the ball a lot. And if they're not punting the ball a lot, that means unless you're scoring 40, you're going to be in a whole lot of trouble with this offense. And I'm really excited about the pieces that they're going to add with Deebo Samuel, with Jalen Lane, to see how Laremy Tunsil is going to fare at the left tackle spot, to see now Brandon Coleman shifting to a guard spot, and just the amount of pulling and athleticism that he brings to some of the dynamic runs that they're going to end up creating. You mentioned Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, the addition of him, and maybe Chris Rodriguez taking a big step up. Like, there's a lot of things that have me really excited about this team putting together a lot of points on the board, and then it just really comes down to, are you going to be able on the other side to equal the amount of offensive output? It's kind of similar to like where Cincinnati is, but the defense is better than what Cincinnati's is, because every defense is better than what Cincinnati's is. You could go to Bullis High School and find a better defense than Cincinnati. I go to Freedom High School in South Riding and find a better defense than what Cincinnati's putting out there. They're just a bunch of hot garbage. Here's number five, Max. Here's number five. Hot take number five, the final hot take that I have here. If you think any of these are scorching, at the Denton Day, you know where to get at me, at the Denton Day. Hot take number five. Terry McLaurin signs a long-term deal and has his first ever 1,200-yard season. An I am him season.
It would be nice.
And I told you so.
But
season.
So I don't know if we get that long-term thing before the season starts. And if he does end up playing out his contract and having that 1,200-yard season, that spells a lot of trouble going forward for the front office, at least in my mind.
If he signs the deal?
If they don't get a deal done before the season starts and he has that 1,200-yard season, things are going to get dicey in Commanderland.
That they will. But I think he signs that deal, I think he goes out there and balls out. Now, he might look at him sideways and be like, see, this is why I wanted all that money. But I think he goes out there and balls out. So I do have an adjustment to make here. I have been giving false information.
Uh-oh.
Robert Griffin III ranked 15th in the top 100 in 2013. And Jaden Daniels ranked 21st.
I don't think players take their top 100 votes seriously anymore.
I don't know that they ever did. But they definitely don't now. Yuck. So disgusting. I was wrong about that. Robert Griffin, currently still the highest ranked NFL top 100. I didn't even know they were doing the top 100 list in 2013. I thought it started in like 2015. How long have they been doing this damn thing?
We did this yesterday. The first list was the 2011 season. Tom Brady ranked number one.
Oh, that's right.
And then
right.
he ranked number one again in like 2022. So Tom Brady's been running the league for...
So Robert was able to get into the top 20, but Jaden Daniels, who had a better season than Robert, was not able to get into the top 20.
That's the thing, man. Zach Bond ranked 26, and let's all calm down, man. Zach Bond had a great year last year. He's not the 26th best player in the league. Come on.
These rankings in 2013 are kind of funny, though. You want to guess number 7, Alden Smith.
Ooh.
Number 8, Arian Foster.
Hell yeah, man.
Some of these are crazy looking back at. Number 9, Washington Commanders legend Von Miller. That one makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, it does.
But like the sleeve looked a lot different. Robert was 15. So Robert is the highest ranking member of the Washington organization in the top 100, but it should have been Jaden Daniels because Robert's season was not better than Jaden Daniels. Ben Standing is great, though. So he's better than Robert Griffin was. That's for sure. He joins us next. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.